This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Chuck Penfold in Bonn. Arab League observers are set to begin the third day of their mission in Syria, which has been overshadowed by reports of ongoing violence despite their presence in the country. The widely quoted Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that government forces shot dead at least 25 anti-government protesters on Thursday. The regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has banned most foreign journalists from reporting from the country, making it difficult to verify reports. The Arab League's observers' job is to monitor whether the Syrian authorities are complying with the conditions of a peace plan meant to help end months of bloodshed in the country. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people have been killed since last March when Assad's forces launched their violent crackdown on dissent. Opposition activists have urged people to take to the streets this Friday, the main day of protests in the Arab world. There appears to be no end in sight to a war of words between Tehran and Washington after Iran threatened to blockade the strategic Strait of Hormuz to prevent oil tankers from passing through. Washington said that it would not tolerate any such move. A senior member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard said the U.S. was in no position to tell Tehran what to or what not to do, and that his forces would take decisive action if its interests were jeopardized. The tough language came as Iran's Navy said a U.S. aircraft carrier had entered a zone where its ships and aircraft were in the middle of 10 days of war games. Iranian Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi warned this week that not a drop of oil will pass through the Strait of Hormuz if the West follows through with planned additional sanctions against Tehran over its nuclear program. Meanwhile, the United States has announced a deal to sell almost $30 billion worth of military hardware to Saudi Arabia. The deal includes 84 Boeing F-15 fighter jets, as well as upgrades to 70 older model F-15s. Also included in the package are advanced radar equipment, digital electronic warfare systems, training, and maintenance. Senior U.S. State Department official Andrew Shapiro said the deal sent an important signal.
This sale will send a strong message to countries in the region that the United States is committed to stability in the Gulf and broader Middle East.
That package is to be delivered over a period of 15 to 20 years. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Germany's Foreign Office says it has summoned the Egyptian ambassador in Berlin after reports that Egyptian police searched the Cairo offices of the Konrad Adenauer Foundation. According to Egypt's official news agency, the Adenauer Foundation was one of a total of 17 non-governmental organizations that were raided by police on Thursday. It said the raids were part of an investigation into foreign funding of NGOs in Egypt. A senior U.S. official also expressed concern about the reports and urged the authorities to stop harassing the NGOs, many of which were U.S.-based groups. Egypt's ruling military council has vowed to investigate how pro-democracy and rights organizations are funded and has said repeatedly it will not tolerate foreign interference in the country's affairs. The Turkish government has admitted that 35 people killed in an airstrike on a village close to the country's border with Iraq on Thursday were civilians. Turkey's army initially said the airstrike targeted separatist Kurdish guerrillas infiltrating into its territory from northern Iraq. Later, though, a spokesman for the ruling Justice and Development Party told a press conference that the victims had in fact been cigarette smugglers. He expressed his condolences to the victims' families and promised there would be a full investigation into the incident. Following the news, hundreds of pro-Kurdish demonstrators took to the streets of Istanbul to protest against the airstrike. The European Union is considering adopting a new military strategy against pirates in Somalia who continue to hijack commercial ships off the Horn of Africa. The German government has confirmed a newspaper report that the leadership of the EU mission Atalanta was working on changes to the current military mission. The new proposal is aimed at destroying the pirates' logistics on beaches by using fighter jets or launching attacks from ships. There are no plans to deploy ground troops. And in sports, the Bundesliga is on its winter break, but there is a bit of news from the soccer world. Bottom of the table, Freiburg fired their head coach Martin Zorg on Thursday. He's to be replaced by his assistant, Christian Streich. Chuck Penfold, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.